We're now live. I wanted to take the opportunity to talk a little bit about a follow-up to our last year. Our last year was 2 weeks ago. Last week was Tisha B'Av. So we did comps to bar comps instead of the Aguna topic. If you remember, just a reminder for those of you not in internet land who are actually hearing this in real time, when we last spoke, we spoke about the Aguna problem and potential approaches to it. We mentioned the fact that there are certain states, namely New York, which has passed the GET law and a second GET law as an attempt to convince husbands to give a GET to their wives when they deserve it, similarly an attempt to get wives to accept a GET when it is appropriate. We spoke about the prenuptial agreement, the halachic prenuptial agreement, under which with the ksuba is enforced. Again, that is another way of convincing people to go forward with what that which is appropriate and necessary when the marriage is over. These are the attempts that are out there, and we said last time that they have had success, but not 100% success. We said that the get law, the first get law, which held back the right of a party to have a civil divorce, as long as there is not a religious divorce, that is only worth anything if the party who's withholding the get is the party that wants the divorce. The party who's withholding the get doesn't care about the civil divorce either. That's not going to help either. We said in the case of the prenuptial agreement, we said if the guy is fabulously wealthy or fabulously poor, in either of those cases, $150 a day payment.
Sorry to interrupt you, but
yes.
I don't know if you've heard, but Moshe Sternbuch came out with a vicious attack against the prenuptial agreement today.
Okay,
so you know, I'm just telling you, this is the latest development, yes.
Okay, but again, there are written hasidim.
Why? Because the Haredim don't like anything that the RCA does.
Got it.
But that being said, Rav Zilberstein has already written a haskama on it, and Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg has written a haskama on it, and Rav Avadia Yosef.
I know.
Right. Okay, what I'm saying is that you know, obviously there is a controversy. But we explained why we thought that, yeah, that it should be not problematic, and also why it is somewhat successful. I wanted to spend tonight discussing some of the ideas of the people that are called in the Jewish press courageous, the people that are willing to do whatever it takes, people who are of the mindset, I think, perhaps, that whenever there is a rabbinic will, there will be a halachic way to take care of things. There's been recently set up a new international Beis Din. What makes it international, I don't know. I refer to them oftentimes as the intergalactic Beis Din, because once you're going for it, go for it all. Why not? Who have used interesting halachic attempts to end marriages for women that are in a situation where they're having difficulty. As far as I know, I don't know. But what I have had been able to see is two Piskei Din, which have come out by this Beis Din. One of them I hold in my hand, right here. This is the international Beis Din. It's not on your Makarish. You're not getting it.
Where do they meet?
What?
Where do they meet?
Someplace international.
Yeah, intergalactic.
Right. I think they meet in the galaxy of Riverdale. Is my understanding is where they hang out with great rabbis and Archie of Archie Comics. I think he also lived in Riverdale, if I remember correctly, with Jughead, and Veronica, and Betty. Little Torah Mata there for everybody.
Did they meet again?
What?
Did they meet again?
Baruch Shem, they never got married. Beyond that, they never got divorced. And if they didn't get married, they were never Jewish, as far as I know. Right. Jughead, maybe. What?
Wasn't the cartoonist Jewish?
Right, as far as I know, he was happily married, as far as I can tell. So I wanted to spend some time. So again, these are people that have made it clear that they are willing to do whatever is possible to find a halachic way. The members of this Beis Din prior to this were not known as Torah giants. They've been known perhaps as Talmidei Chachamim, but they were never really seen as the Gedolei Hador, nor were they previously halachicists in their area of studies. Not necessarily was halacha either, but they've come forward and they have these cases. We just wanted to take some time to discuss these decisions. Again, the press speaks very highly of it, that they're willing to go and use their brilliance to find a way out of the marriage for the women. And this is seen as something that has great courage. you know, and the deserving of great praise. And I wanted to discuss why no one ever thought about this beforehand, or at least people might have thought about it, but nobody did this beforehand, and also discuss whether this is good for the Jews or bad for the Jews. The first case that we talk about, which is the case I hold in my hand, again, the first psak I have is in English, the second one is in Hebrew. The first one's what I will focus more time on, the second one not as much. I spend more time on the first one is because the first one is the only one I know that went out for sure, because it's signed. I have here a signed copy of the psak, so the fact that there are signatures on it, usually you don't sign a decision until it's ready to go. So the signatures indicate to me that this was an actual decision, an actual case of a woman who was told she could now remarry. In order to understand, we have to actually start in the Gemara Makos. It's a little bit more lumdus than we're used to, but bear with me, please. So the Chumash tells us, al pishnayim o al pishlosh eidim yakum davar, that in order for a case to go forward, you need two or three witnesses. Plus maintus, two or three. Is it two or three? If it's two, of course three. If it's three, why did you say two? So the Gemara deals with that question. Chumash, what are you talking about? So mashnayim nimtzim se'echu mehem karvo pasol edusim b'teira, af shlosha nimtzim se'echu mehem karvo pasol edusim b'teira. So it says as follows. Let's say two Edom come forward. I have two witnesses and they're here to testify. And then we find out that one of the witnesses is not a kosher witness, either because he's related to one of the parties, or he's a horse thief, or he's previously purged himself, etc. So in those cases, obviously, if two of the witnesses, one of them is no good, you no longer have two witnesses. So too, if three witnesses come forward and one of them is found to be no good, they're all out. You don't say, okay, knock out the third one and stick with the other two. No, when you accept witnesses, you're accepting them as what's called a kat, a group. So if any part of the group is found to be lacking, the whole thing is gone. That's why the Chumash says two or three, because two is the equivalent of three. Just like if of the two, one was out, they'd all be out. So to three, one is out all. Gemara says, minayin afilu meya. Let's say you had 100 witnesses, and one of them was no good. Then what happens?
They're all out.
They're all out. Tamalo ate him. As many as it is. If you're coming forward to testify, you got to know who you're testifying with.
One unit.
Right. Well, we call it kat in the Gemara. One group. Amar of Yosi b'medvar ma'amurim b'dinei nefashos. Avo b'dinei mamos tiskaim he'edus b'shar. So that's only in capital cases. Right? It's a case of murder. One's out there, all out. But what if I go and I lend you $5? And I tell some witnesses, look, watch this. Right, let's say it happens, I'm in a classroom, and someone walks in, can I borrow $5 from you? So I turn to the whole shiur and I say, you're all witnesses, I gave him $5. And then we find out that one of my beloved Talmidim, right, makes his parnos in online poker. Right, therefore it's questionable whether this is good or not. We find out the person is not a member of the tribe. We thought so, not so much. Right. Right? Well, whatever it is, whatever happens, we find out that the guy who's my Shia, Bruce, used to be Caitlin. Not a Shia, whatever it might be. Somehow or another, I've got a problem with one of my Edom.
You've got a problem.
Right? So unlike so the first opinion of the Gemara here is the opinion of Rav Yossi, which says that in the case of financial, I didn't just lose $5 over this, so the other the 20 guys in the shiur, the other 19 will testify. However, if this was a capital case, one's gone, they're all gone. Rebbe Omer, echad dinei mamnos ve'echad dinei nefashos. Rebbe says no. Rebbe disagrees with Rebbe Yossi and says, no difference. Whether it's dinei mamnos, one's gone, they're all gone. You got to find new ones. It's over.
For no matter what kind of case.
No matter what kind of case. Right? So there's everyone agrees that this rule remains true in the case of capital cases. In the case of financial cases, we have an argument. Ve'emasai, and when is this? Bizmashi history behem. That's only if they gave hasra together. Abba bizmashi history behem, my yasashne achim, shero ve'echad hashar gesan nefesh. So wait a second. They said it's always going to work if there was hasra. If the people got together at the beginning and said, for example, in the case of let's say there's a murder going on. So there's a whole bunch of people here. Let's say right now there was a murder in the back row. Right. So We all saw it. But wait a second. Shlomo and Yossi are puzzled. Together, not personally. That we're not talking about. Maybe yes, maybe no. No, we're not commenting. Right? So wait, so the guy's going to get away with murder for that? Just because in the crowd there's a father and a son? So the Gemara says, no, only if the two of them say, together, we're going to testify, then it's a problem. But if Avi and I get up, and we're, of course, the most kosher Adam we have here, and we say, listen, you better not do that. The fact that other people see it, who are relatives, who are puzzled, that's not a problem. That's what the Gemara is, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara comments on this. Omer Rav Yossi, b'medvar mamurim. So this is going back to the Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Yossi. Ma yaseh shtei achim. So what do you do with the two brothers? Hach hechi aminun lehu. Omer Rav hechi aminun lehu. V'mechzi asisu o v'asude asisu. What happens? We all go to, right? The murder happens. They schlep us all into court. Right? So what are they going to do? So they see the Fried family walk in together. So they ask them, what are you doing here? Are you here to testify, or are you here to watch the show?
And they say we're here to testify.
If they say we're here to testify, also, if they say we came to testify, nimsachem koru possibly do some b'teva. That could mess up the whole thing. However, if they say we just came to see what's going on here, my yasu sheyachem, that case, it doesn't affect anything. I can get away with murder just by shooting someone in front of the two brothers? So that's what the Gemara says here. Obviously, this whole idea of Nimsa Echad, Korv Apostle, that we have here a group, and one of them, and the whole group gets thrown out, that's only if the people came to testify. But the people just saw it, right? They said, they walked in, they said, the Frieds, what are you doing in court today? They said, we're still here to protest Park Burger. So it's not going to affect us one way or the other.
Can one of them say, I'm going to testify?
If one of them says, assuming they're kosher Adam,
right?
We have no reason to believe otherwise,
right?
That's fine. Only if the two of them come together, that would be a problem. And then the verse says, Idmar Amar Rav Yehuda, Rishmua Halacha Karev Yossi, so Rav Yehuda, Rishmua Sifar Rav Yossi, Vernachman Amar Halacha Karevi. So to Machokis and the Gemara, who do we follow? One way or the other. But what's important here is it seems, according to everybody, that what? In order for there to be to throw out all of the Edom, right, the Edom have to not just see it, but the Edom have to actively come to testify. Right? Because logically it has to be that way. Because if it's not that way...
Otherwise you could never have a conviction.
Right. Right. It would be even rarer than rare to get it. Correct.
So let's say the murder happened in the back room and every man in here saw it, but one of them is related. Does that throw out the whole group?
Only if the guy's only if he wants to testify.
Okay. So if one steps down, one of the related people steps down, so I'm just here to observe.
Then we're good to go.
So they found one other person who was behind somebody and didn't really see it. Does that throw out the whole group?
No, how does he testify if he never saw it?
Well, he was there.
He was there, but he never saw it.
Well, he thought he saw it. He was with everybody else.
But did he see it or didn't he see it? If he saw it, he can testify. If he didn't see it, he can't testify. Okay. Right? I'm sorry, I got something in my eye when the murder was going on. I'll try to pay better attention next time.
I'm just saying, somebody could have been standing in front of him.
Could, yeah, okay, then you can't testify. If you didn't see it, you can't testify.
But there's a scream, and there's right.
Right, the lights went down. There's a blood-curdling scream, right?
Right.
There's only one piece of Harry, right. So.
I just have a question. Is there no evolution of jurisprudence past this stage of the Gemara?
No. There is none.
There is none.
No. Okay. So, the Tosfos comments. So he says as follows. Kasha, I have a question, Tosfos wants to know. Number two. Heich matzin yadeinu raglein k'shnosim get sheyesh v'mayad krovim. Well, what happens whenever, let's say there's a get, right? So who's at the get? Right? So there's a Masadr get, and there's Edim, and there's a Sofer.
Relatives of family.
Right. And, you know, the woman has some relatives to come down to give her support, etc. Wait a second. That's a problem. If her brother, her father, her mother comes down to give support, now the get's no good.
Why?
Because if you tell me, if I'm just watching it, so they see it.
Yeah.
So wait a second. What's going on here? How could anyone make the argument that just seeing it is a problem? In every get, you're going to have somebody down there who's related. Even though we have two kosher edim, because there's other people there, that should get the whole thing thrown. And is a get like a capital case or is it like a monetary case?
I guess it's like
monetary.
No, it's like
dina nefashos. What happens if the get's no good and now she goes gets married?
That's very bad.
That's like capital punishment bad.
Right? So
he's saying that the get is like dina nefashos, and by dina nefashos, both parties agree that if one person who's involved is related, the whole thing's thrown out. So wait a second. I've got a problem with every single get now.
But the edim for the get are witnessing the get itself. They're not testifying.
Right.
Well, again, they're witnessing two things. There's
neftah and
nechtah. Right. Right. But beyond that, also they're washing the handoff. Right.
Right.
There's the mesiras haget. And as much as the edim are washing the mesiras haget, so is her father and mother and brother, and hairdresser and whoever else she decided to bring with her.
They're not testifying.
So the nut brother says, you know what? We fought so hard. I'm watching the get. And if I'm ever called on, I will testify that my sister got her get. That's a pretty dumb thing to say. Now you muck. So that happens. The reason, therefore, the answer's got to be the just the fact that I saw it isn't enough. The fact that I said I'm going to give Edus, that's not enough. Until I show up in court, because let's think, and there's good logic behind this. Let's say I decide to kill somebody, right? Let's say Avi wants to kill somebody. So what's Avi going to do? Avi wants to kill somebody, but he doesn't want to get convicted. So he says, Benji, when are you going to be in town? I want you to watch something, right? Benji comes down and watches it. And then they say to Benji, what are you here for? He says, I'm here to testify. And now he walks free, right?
Got it.
Binyamin Yaakov, you probably know him as.
No, I was thinking not your brother.
Ben Pinchas Shimon.
Thank you for that.
Now that castle.
We're not related.
So why would that work? I could get away with murder that way. The answer is no, because they're not going to let Benji testify. Besides the poker games, there's other reasons. It's related. So, right? So therefore, that's what Tosis is saying. Only if the guy actually testifies. Somehow he gets it dead, it's all over. Right? But the guy announces that, if the guy sees it, or even if he announces, I want to testify, until you testify, that's not a problem.
I come for my get, and I bring some. My sister comes with me for support.
Right.
Not some crazy brother.
Is going to speak up. Was that a crazy sister?
Okay, let's say it's a crazy sister, it's a crazy sister. So what? I mean,
No, so that's exactly what Tosa is saying.
Okay.
Tosa says, of course relatives can come.
Okay.
And relatives can watch. And even if the relative got up and announced.
And spoke.
And not just spoke, but says, I will testify to this happening.
Okay.
Until the person actually gets to the basin to testify. Now,
okay.
This is very important because it would be fair to say that more common than divorces are marriages, right? It has to be at least as common logically, right? And if any one of them makes it, it's more common. Now, what happens at a wedding? Right? So the band plays for way too long, and people walk down, and they walk down, and they walk down, and they walk down. And then after all of that, right, so what happens? So who's under the chuppah now? Right? You have a chassin, you have a kallah, hopefully, right? Right, hopefully by this point, right? And you've got a masada kedushin, and you have two eidei kedushin, right? But besides the Masada Kedushin, the Eidei Kedushin, you have the parents of the Chassan and the parents of the Kala and the brother and the sister of the Chassan and then the sisters of the Kala and the nieces and the nephews and the brother-in-laws, etc.
Well, they're spilling down, though.
What?
They're spilling off the sides.
Right, and then you got some photographers who knows if they're Jewish, who knows if they're religious, who knows what they are, right? Now, who watches the ring on the finger?
The
that's why the Masada Kedushin says you are the only two with the exclusion.
Oh, well, so that's exactly where we're going at this point, right? So nowadays they do that. Tell me, Yossi, when you got married,
they didn't do that.
Right.
Really?
And were your parents at the wedding?
Yes.
And your in-laws were at the wedding.
Correct.
Okay.
And now I saw that they're marked with all the rishis to say.
That's exactly what we're talking about here, right? So it used to be Ladore Doris, no one ever heard of this. For generations, people sit under the chuppah. Right?
So why did this change?
And what?
Why did this change?
We're going to get there.
Did this change?
I get that. Obviously, sometime between Yossi's wedding and Shlomo's wedding. we have
a broad space there.
Yeah, not so broad. we're not talking centuries here. We've got we've got it done. So the question. Without looking any further, if I asked you right now, if the Rosh Yeshiva didn't say, we're not being miyachid the eidei shmorgasbord, we're being miyachid the eidei bedekin, we're being miyachid the eidei breaking of the glass, etc. Right? But this didn't happen. And like they always used to do, these are the eidim, shavapruta, harebe kadesh asli, mazel tov. So, what would you say? Yeah. What? But all the pasul eidim are there.
Those two specifically are designated.
No, they weren't designated.
There was no designation.
The Vishnu and Rebbe did not designate them.
My point is that they're as designations, but they're not told specific. They don't need to be told specifically that they're designated.
It sounds like they do now.
That's their purpose.
Yeah, but let's say no one told them anything.
They're part of the crowd or they're two up there?
They're two up there. Now let me ask you another question. In the crowd, right? A lot of relatives, a lot of non-relatives in the crowd.
Non-relatives.
Right? A lot of different people in the crowd.
Who are watching.
What? Some apostle, right? Some shosri at this point. A lot of reasons why they could be apostle. Right? But what's the story? So if I would apply what Tosos just said to this question, what would I tell you?
I would say
you don't have a problem.
Until they're called.
Right, you don't have a problem. Because the fact that they see it means nothing. That's what the Gemara says. And in fact, the fact that even if the guy gets up, a chacham, and says, I'm so happy, he's finally mad, I would test him, I'd swear on a sefer Torah, make a shvum in the kitas chefetz, that the guy is married, still no problem. Until he actually goes to the basin, you don't have a problem.
Okay.
That's what we're saying here. The problem is that not everyone agrees with this Tosfos. Most everybody does, but there's a Ritvan Kedushin. Right? So the Gemara in Kedushin, beginning of the second parak, towards the beginning.
Are we still in two?
We're up to number three now. We're cooking with gas. So Itmar, Rav Omar, Shliach Naseid. That, let's say, I'm giving over, let's say, I decide I want to marry a woman. Right? And she lives far away. So I can't make it. I'm busy. So I say, here's Avi, here's a ring. Do me a favor. Be Makadish for me. Right? So my Avi goes up to him and says, Hare Yat Mukesh to him. Shetabazdu. Okay? How many witnesses have to see that?
I guess two.
So,
does he count?
That's exactly the question.
Okay.
Does he count? Is it him plus one? Or no, he's me.
Plus two.
He's me, therefore I can't count. So that's the question. So Rav says Shliach Nasa Eid. He only needs one. Right? The person who's actually the agent, he could also be an aid. The Ben Shomer ain't Shliach Nasa Eid. Rabbi Shira. Rabbi Shira, they say, he doesn't have my time at the Rabbi Shira. Why not? If it's because I said to him, you should be a shliach, I told him to be an aide. I never told him to be an aide, if that's the reason. But wait a second. Let's say I just go over to a woman. I go over to her in a bar. Guy walks into a bar. I have two guys there, and I say to her, she says, thank you very much. And I never told any of the people in the bar, I want you guys to witness this. But they all see it.
But if they come to court.
Because I'm standing on the bar.
What if they come to court? It sounds like they...
What?
So the Gemara
says you can't possibly tell me if I don't say that you are my Edom, it's not going to be good. I have to assign someone. The Gemara says this isn't believable. Hachinavi do have a kiddush. That case also. Our Rav Amar Shliach Nase.
The murderer didn't assign Edom.
What?
The guy who's the murderer didn't assign Edom.
Right, so he says, I don't know this. You have to assign Edom. Oh, Rav Amar Shliach Nase. So Shliach says, that's why he could be a fine aide. Alumei come alim the mil. So he's fine. The Beisho Ami ain Shliach Nase. Came in the Amar Mash Ruchi Shal Adam Kamoso Havle Kugufai. So they said, what's the machokus? The question is, when Avi is going as my Shliach, is it since he's representing me, I can't be my own witness, so he can't be my witness, or no, he's representing me, but he's not me. And he can be. That's the machlokas. But the Gemara seems to be saying, according to the simple reading, that there's not necessary for me to point out that you are my Edom. The Ritva comments as follows. It marav omar shriach de kedushin nase Edom. My time. Why is that the case? E mishum de omar rei havi rira eid ala meata kidash isha bifnei shai v'omar ruhu atem eidah hachinami lo havi kedushin. So pirish v'avadim l'ashir de momon hu. So he said, there are certain times where you have to say Atem Edai. What's the case like that?
You have to say what?
You are my witnesses.
Got it, okay.
So let's say I say, you know what? I owe Patty $50. I owe her $50. I say it in front of everybody. Now she tries to collect. And I say, just kidding. I was kidding. I owe $50. I owe $50 for it. But if I say, I owe you $50, and you two are the witnesses.
That's good.
Right? Then it's good. So in that case, I have to say these are the witnesses.
So what are the cases?
But in the case where it's dine mominus, it's a monetary case, and it has to be clear. Okay, that's when you have to say that you're my Edom.
And a capital case, not so.
Osho Ashbias Asmo. Or to say, and I'm not making another excuse. Avo Bikidusha, the Lekker Memor Kochad Mahani, Robin, and Atameda, Rechain Hochasa. But what? What am I going to say? I gave the girl a ring. I said, Harayim Kadeshusli, right? I did it in front of two witnesses. What could I possibly say now? So I don't have to say, you are my witnesses. Of course they are. Right? There's no, just kidding. Joke's on you. You can't just kidding at this point.
Does this mean that there's a nafka mina between the Edei Kedushin and the Edei Ksuva? Because the Ksuva is mamonos.
The ksuva is mamonos, but it's very hard to say mishata. You see, right? We had a kedushin, right? And also, you can't do a ksuva. Eight ksuva are the signatories.
Signatures, yeah.
Right, so you can't have a ksuva.
So
without
sign.
Right, it's a shtar.
Yeah.
Right,
but wouldn't they count?
What?
Wouldn't those people count?
For what?
For the also the ring.
Not they're not there.
Not necessarily there.
Sure. That's true, but. Okay.
Right now they're there. Mio kol hecha sheyesh ba'osa mayim mekashim psulim okrovim tzachi yachidim. He said that's in general. However, the Ritva says if there are people there who are both kosher and non-kosher, the Ritva says I agree in general. You don't have to say these are specifically the witnesses. However, in the event that there are people there that are non-kosher witnesses, then you do have to. This is the Ritva. Why? The law came in the Ika ain't possible by name, ain't as cool and betela. Because one possible one could knock them all out. But wait a second, I thought that was only in the case of an Eid HaMeyid, not an Eid HaRoa. What's the Ritva saying? Even though here is the father of the Chosin, the mother of the Chosin, they said, what are you doing here? He said, we're here to see our son's wedding. We paid all this money, it'd be nice if we got to see it. Right? Then, are you going to testify? Testify? What am I testifying about? Why should they be puzzled? I thought that in those cases everything's fine, so what do I care? Haynu b'dinei mamonos b'dinei nefasha. Shein ha'edith is kayemish et shaban lebezdin. So the Ritva says an unbelievable chiddush. What's the purpose of a witness when it comes to a monetary case? The purpose of the witness is that if there's any doubt, the witness will go to court. What is the purpose of a witness in a capital case? The purpose of a witness in a capital case is, in the event there's a question, they'll go to court. What is the purpose of a witness at a wedding? The purpose of a witness of a wedding is without the witnesses, there'd be no wedding. If I show up in Beis Din, and I say, I gave this woman a ring, and I said, she's my wife, and she says, yes, it's true, and I accepted it. And he's my loving husband, and I'm his loving wife. They're not married. That's what's called an Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. If there are no witnesses, even though everyone, we have video, we had everything at this wedding. We had a photographer, we had a smorgasbord, we had these large swans made out of chopped liver, and we even have a video where everyone sees it happen, but no one was there.
Wait a minute. How can no one be there if we have all these people on the video?
What?
There's no witnesses. If there were no witnesses.
They're all, nobody, right, nobody's
so
Jewish.
None of them count?
None of them count. They're all relatives. Axe murderers, whatever they are.
That's why I went to my witness.
What?
Can't we say that everyone was there?
No,
as long as
they're
in a sense, is a witness for
it. We all saw it.
I mean, what? I'm coming to this wedding for a purpose. I'm coming to see these two people get wet. You know, yes, there's all the side benefits.
That's beautiful. So, where are you sitting at this wedding?
At the chuppah itself. I was sitting
first row.
Did you see the ring on her finger?
I mean,
you can't see that from the first.
There's two possible answers here: yes or no. Pick one of them.
Depends where you sit, and depends if you're
focused. Where you?
Sometimes they have a big screen and just see everything.
That's true.
Jumbotron.
That's right.
Right, but the Hasidish is you get married in Nassau Coliseum.
But if there's a big screen and you do see it,
but I don't think this is a standard case. So the Ritva says as follows: the Ritva says I agree with the Gemara, Shkayach, that. By Dine Mamadis and Dine Nefashos, you're not a witness until it comes to court. However, when it comes to the case here, you're a witness just when you see it.
Without being assigned the part. You're there.
Now, okay, this Ritva is a very radical Ritva. Because I hate to say this to all the people listening on edosdenver.org and all the people listening on YU Torah, but according to this Ritva, the Freeds are not married, senior Freeds. Because, now of course, neither were my parents, and neither was anyone of that generation, because this mitzvah is an unbelievable chiddush. Right, because unless you say no one else is an aid, only these people are an aid, then just by seeing it. And then automatically everybody becomes one cat and it all becomes puzzle.
I don't understand why in this case it's so different then.
The difference is, again, the chiddush, the original thought that the Ritva comes with is unlike the case of a monetary case or a case of capital case, or etc., or a criminal case, where a witness is only a witness when they show up in court. Here, since the witnesses actually make the wedding happen, it doesn't matter if the witness shows up in court or not. Just the mere fact that a person sees it makes them a witness whether they like it or not.
They're an integral part of the act of marriage.
I get it, but this seems so out there. Is this the only place that this happens?
Yep.
This wedding.
Right. That's well, again, you might have it by get as well. Right, that might be another case. You also
might wedding and get.
Right. Now, Tosfos clearly doesn't hold to this. Right, Tosfos raised the issue, and Tosfos had never said yeti miyachi de'egdim. Right, Tosfos never said that. But this Ritva would make unbelievable problems. So, does anybody agree with it? Yes, one person agrees with it. The Zichron Yehuda. You ever hear of the Zichron Yehuda before? The Zichron Yehuda happens to be the son of the Rosh. Okay, right, lived in the early 14th century. And he says, Emes v'yatziv sh'rabbeinu zal, right? Kosev v'mesechas simakos, om the mesechas kiddushin, b'verka mekadesh, right? Kosev v'pirish, kosev v'hefa, gabe rav, amashriach nasa'ed. So he quotes this ritva, and he says it in a way that seems to be very positive. However, the issue is, so on the one hand, you have the ritva, and you have the zichrei d'Yaakov. The problem is that those are basically the only two opinions that ever held this. Every other Rishon, right, particularly all the halachic Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, no one else ever heard of this idea, right? Not only did no one ever hear about this idea, but look what the Shulchan Aruch says in number 7. The Shulchan Aruch says, Im kidish b'fnei Edim, right? If I'm a kosher woman in front of Edim, afilu omar atem Edim mikudashes. No one mentions this idea.
To translate that, please.
Says, if I get married with Edom and I didn't say you are my witnesses, it doesn't make a difference.
As long as two people saw it.
So this idea, it's a very interesting idea. It's a very intellectually fascinating concept. But no one really agrees with this ritva. At the end of the day, the ritva, and the proof is in the pudding, that for centuries afterwards... Everybody had witnesses, but
no one designated
witnesses, despite the fact that mom and dad and the brothers, they all have front row seats at the chuppah.
Right?
No one ever said it, the exception of everyone else. The Briskers came up with this idea.
I was going to say, so when did this happen?
So you would guess that it happened around, definitely in the last 50 years. Right? Probably less
so
than
like
that.
1950s,
1960s? 60s, 70s, maybe later than that. Right? The Rav Soloveitchik started doing it, and then other people picked up on it as well. I think at my wedding we didn't do it. Right? Rav Pam was making a side of Kedushin.
So you're maybe not
he was
married.
A pretty Orthodox fellow. What?
So maybe you're not married.
Right, so, but this, I tend to assume that I'm married, and I assume that my parents were married. I'm sure that Rav Moshe Feinstein, who didn't have it in his chasana, he was married. Right, I assume that the Gedolei Olam, right, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I assume all these people were married.
So when did it get so sharpenedly?
Right. So therefore, what happened was as follows: people woke up one day and said, "You know what? Kedush Shadim can't hurt." Right. What's the downside? You want to know what the downside is? I'll tell you what the downside is. Here I'm getting married in front of 1,000 people. They all see the wedding, but I announce none of you count except for these two guys. And the one guy gets arrested for tax fraud.
That's a problem.
And had I not said it, everything's good. Now that I said, I don't want anything with the rest of you, I just love these two guys, you got a problem. So the Ma'arival, number 6, says that taka is the problem. So again, the upside, I want to be machmir for the ritva. Right, for this ritva and kedushin makes this comment.
Sounds and like I want from one of these two Edim, you're in real trouble.
Now I'm really, right?
Yeah.
You're really in trouble.
So you looked at the Ramah says, "Afil yichid edim yochom achirim shoro ma'isel ha'id." So the Ramah says this doesn't really work. Don't got good news for you. If you say it's only these two guys, other people can still do it. Don't worry about it, right? So therefore, what is this? Is a chumrah. This is a big chumrah, right? To say that because my mother and my father, right, and my in-laws, right, they saw the wedding. That's it. We're not married. Right? Unless I say these magic words, which have never been said until the last few decades, that's very hard to accept. If someone walked up here and said, none of you people are married because of this, I think we would look at it a little askance. Which is why I'm so bothered to see this, which says...
What does that say?
This I'm not going to tell you all what it says, and it's not a public document.
The highlights
are his father. As follows, that there was a couple that got married in March of 2005. Until April 2010, they lived in the same bedroom. And then there was an agreement in June 2011 that he would give a get. And they were civilly divorced in February 2013, but she's never gotten a get. Therefore, she comes to the Beis and says, "What can you do for me?" They say, "You know what we can do for you? We looked at your wedding video, and you know what? No one said... These are the witnesses to the exclusion of no others."
So you are not married?
And therefore you're not married.
And you don't need a get.
You don't need a get.
But your kids are moms there.
Yeah, your kids
no.
are moms
there. No, no, no.
Just came out of wedlock doesn't make a mom.
That's out of wedlock, yeah.
Right. Right, as you would say in English, it might be bastards, but they're not mamzer. Right? Okay, that's, again, according to the English translation, yes, but according to the Halachic translation, no.
You mean they're not nice children, is what you meant.
They might be lovely children, but they were born out of wedlock. They were born without the benefit of marriage. Wait a second. That's, you're going to let her get remarried based on that?
I like that.
This Ritva's going to, yeah, great. You like that no one here is married?
I don't like
Shlomo's
that.
Shlomo's married. You're Meachid
to good. Shlomo's the only one married in here.
Right, Rachel is the only one potentially in trouble. All the rest of us, don't worry about it. Right?
This made tremendous problems.
Can you imagine this? I don't know if these people...
If she remarries and she actually was married, then the children look back at the mom's head now.
Right.
Yes, now that's the problem.
That's the story.
That
so this
perpetuate
is,
itself, you know.
So this is courage? This is a great chachma? Because there was no Yichud Eidim. Now they were never married, so she doesn't need to get. Now she can go get married to another guy and live happily ever after. That's craziness.
It's going to sound a little bizarre.
Right? You found the Ritva. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold to that. None of the major posts can hold to that. And this is what this is going to, you're going to go and tell the woman she can get remarried now? Because he's a bad guy and you feel sorry for her?
Is that her way out, or is there more to this?
That's basically it. That is the great courage that's being shown intergalactically. That's number one. This is the first tshuva. Now, you're never going to read an article in the popular press which explains this to you. Right? But if you want to...
That was signed.
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
She's yours.
This is it. Three signatures. Ab Bezdin, Diane, Diane. This one.
This is the international one you're speaking of.
Correct.
From a practical standpoint,
right?
This woman is not going to be able to get married again. Why? Because if she goes to get married, they're going to ask her, have you been married before or not? If she says not, but the registry says she was married, and she cannot produce a get, they're not going to let her get remarried.
Unless this is not going to fly in Israel. I would agree with that 100%. But this isn't just Israel.
Yeah,
this is inter. Yeah.
So very marked on this.
So I don't understand. So
right,
we want to now have Eidim for the ring, or we don't want to have it.
Right? There exists the position of the Ritva in the name of his teacher, the Ra, which is cited authoritatively by Tzitzilias and others. Then the absence of designated witnesses, if there are present both eligible and ineligible witnesses, that the testimony is invalid. In contemporary times, Rabbi Tzion Boyarin, a dayan serving on the Beit Din Agol Yerushalayim, has ruled on numerous occasions regarding the propriety of the acts of kedushin in accordance to the Ritva's view. There's a Ritva, and there's a guy named Rabbi Tzion Boyarin. Show of hands, have you ever heard of Rabbi Tzion Boyarin before? You can count me there also. Face rings a bell, yes.
It's a good name.
Right? This is the heter. I'm just giving you the highlights of a second heter that they did.
Okay.
Right? And there's a concept out there called Zochen Adam Shelo Befanav. Well, I'll give you the basics of what that means. It means as follows. That in the event, let's say, I see there's something, let's say I show up to shul and there's something sitting on the hefker table. We have a hefker table out there, and I see there's a CD, a Shweki CD. I think Shweki is Shweklich. I have no interest whatsoever. But I know Shlomo. Ooh, this will make his day. So if it's the new one. Shweki unplugged. Put it on the Shwek. So let's say Shlomo would say to me, you know what, Rabbi? There's a Shweki CD. Can you get it for me? Right? Can you pick it up? So I went to the hefker table and I picked it up, and I'm walking outside and someone steals the CD from me. Now they catch the guy. Who does he owe money to? He owes it to Shlomo, not to me. He stole it from me.
Just given the disc.
Right? And he owes two of them. Shkefel. He owes him a double CD. So that's So that's what I can do it if I can be his agent.
Okay.
Let's go one step beyond. Let's say Shlomo didn't know about it, but I show up and I see it there. And I say,
oh, he'd really like that.
What? Shlomo would really like it. I'm going to get it on his behalf. And then I walk out and say, it gets stolen again. Who owns it?
You. You.
Shlomo.
No, because at this point, at the point that it was stolen, I had no.
Doesn't matter. No. No, it's yours. Now again, in the event that the following happens, let's say I show up and I get it, and I say, Shlomo, look what I got you. He said, oh, that's his worst CD. I hate that one. So in that case, you say, that's not as a chus for me. I don't want that.
You can't determine as a chus until you know
that. So again, in order for you to own it, two things have to happen. One, we have to see in general that this is something that people would want. And two, in particular, you have to want it.
Right, so you're...
But in the event that happens, right? In the event that this is something that people would want, and B, it becomes clear that you wanted it, you don't own it from the point that you say, I want it. You own it from the point I picked it up. Because I became your shliach.
Stop. It's yours.
No, my point is, you can't determine what I want until...
Right, correct. But once the determination is made, the determination is that you always owned it. Lim mafreya. Retroactively owned.
The benefit of the doubt.
Now, this, of course, applies in major life issues like Shwecky tapes, but there's other cases where it applies as well. For example, conversion. How does it apply in conversion? If I was in the following case, right? Couple is not uncommon. Couple is having issues with fertility. They like to adopt a child. Not a lot of children out there for adoption. They find a non-Jewish child they like to adopt, and they would like to convert that child. It's either they find a teenage pregnant mother who doesn't want the child, and as the day after the child is born, they take custody. Now what do they want to do with the child?
They want to convert it.
Can you put the child in a mikvah?
Yes.
No problem. Can you give the child a bris if it's a boy?
Yes.
Yes, also. Right? Shouldn't be a problem. Can the child accept mitzvahs?
No.
Bar mitzvah.
Not now. Not now they can't.
Soon.
Right?
Potential.
Want to be bar mitzvah when it comes to...
So, the story is as follows. So, the story is that we have to sit down, wait a second. If the person can't... it's one of the basic parts of a conversion is that you have to accept. So, you have to make a determination. Is this something that's good or bad? Is it good to be Jewish? Or is it bad to be Jewish?
We think it's good.
That's not the entirety of your Jewish experience, I hope. Right? Well, it depends. If a person's being raised and given an outstanding Jewish education, and they go to shul, and they're going to be raised in a way that ultimately, when their life ends 120 years from now, they will go up to the pearly gates and enter Olam Haba, well, then it's good. If the person's not going to be given an education like that, if the person's not going to keep Shabbos, the person's not going to keep kosher, etc., they'd be better off not being Jewish. Because when you go, every time you go to McDonald's, if you're Jewish, you've got a problem. If you're not Jewish, you don't have a problem. Right? So therefore, the basin has to make a determination, is this something that is good for this child right now?
You're talking about the mikveh and the bris and all that.
Right. Meaning that we go forward. Then, when the child reaches the age of majority, age either 12 for a girl or 13, then you say, now you, what do you think?
Right, what do you want?
Okay, we determined that overall this is something that's good, but what do you want? If the child says, this is what I want, then the child was always Jewish. If the child says, you know, not so much. Then the child was never Jewish. Interesting questions. And if the child poured the non-mavushal Kiddush wine 5 years ago, what happens with that? Let's say the young girl got married in the interim, right? A girl can get married before she's bas mitzvah. They find out she was never Jewish.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen so much today.
Yeah. Okay,
but
you know, just...
Brides. Right?
You know, just... I've tried. They're still home. So that's the idea of Zachen Adam Shalom B'Fanav. So the Gemara in Yevamos wants to know the following case. Let's say a man is lying on his deathbed, and he's childless, and he has a brother who is stuck in Russia, behind the Iron Curtain that odds are the widow will never be able to get to. And therefore, she'll never be able to remarry because she'll have to do Yibum or Chalitza with this person who, or the person is just absolutely irreligious and will never agree to it. So therefore, as a favor to his wife, he wants to give her a get. But she's not here. And in the event that he sends it to her, he might die beforehand, it'll be too late. So the Gemara wants to know...
Wait a minute, if it's on its way and he dies,
too late. It's not a tov or ra, it's just not chal.
I got it.
So here we go. So we have now, here's the question. Can he call over a guy and say, I want you to accept this get on behalf of my wife? Right, is that a zuchus? Because this is really, you got to look at two things. Is it good in general? And is it good for her in particular? Right, or let's say a couple's fighting. Right, she wants a get. He finally decides, yeah, you know what? I'll give her a get. I don't want to ever see her face. Here, you, accept the get on her behalf. She never made a mishliach. Do you say zochen la'adam shelo b'fanav in this case? In general, is it a zuchus for a woman to get a get?
Well, in certain cases,
generally.
In general. I'm not
generally,
talking about certain cases means not. What?
Generally, yes.
Generally, no. I think generally most women are happy in their marriages, and then if they wanted to get a get, they would never got married.
In certain cases, yes.
Right. There are rare cases. I like to think this isn't the majority. I think we're not going to ask questions to each individual here, but you know.
I'm saying if you wanted a get and you got it.
Everyone close their eyes and put up their hand, right? So, right?
If you wanted a get and you got it, isn't that a good thing for you?
Oh, so that's so good. In general, if I look at in general, is it good for a woman to get a get? Well, no. Financially, it's not good for her. She was getting supported beforehand, and now she's not anymore. Right? Also, she just might be happy living with her husband, with her children, except things might be going well. It's a rare case. Maybe people are happily married. Right? Okay. So, in general, not. However, if you look at this case, where you look at the smaller case of, well, how about the case of all people that the husbands and wives are fighting like cats and dogs, where she's already demanded to get? Is that a positive thing?
Or
if I look at the case of all childless men who are on their deathbeds, right?
Who have a brother
on
the Iron Curtain.
Correct. Right, so if I look at that, it might change the... So that's what the Gemara is talking about.
Okay.
And it's the same thing we spoke about by the conversion. It's the same thing we spoke about by the Shweki tape, right? It's the same idea of Zach and Lajim Shalom Afanov. We got to look at these two things. One is, in general, would this be good for them? And two, in particular, is this what they want? So, Abayim Minei Rava Mei Rav Nachman, HaMazake Get Le'ishto, B'mokom Yava Mahu. If I say this, you accept this gift from my wife... Where if not, she's going to be stuck in a case of Yibam. Does that work? Kevin the San Yerei Zechusula. Is it there? Because it's going to help her out. It's a Zechus. V'zochen lo shro b'fanav odoma. Kevin the Zimnin derach malechav hula. Wait a second. Things might not work out the way they were hoping. The guy might not die. Whoops.
Then he's divorced.
Right. Now he's divorced. What if he was a Cohen? Maybe she wanted to be married to him.
Back.
Right. So who says that this is a good thing? Ve'en chavin lo shalom b'fanav. So amalei taninu v'choshinu d'varav v'cholotzos lo miyasiyah b'emes. Says, in the event that this happens, we don't know what to do. She has to do chalitza, she can't do yibam. Because maybe she was married, maybe she was not. We're not sure in this case. Amalei ravina revava amazake get le'ishu v'makom katata mahu. What if it's not a case that he's on the deathbed, but they're fighting? Kevin the Isle Katata Behaja Zakhusula, since they're fighting and they're separated, maybe it's a Zakhus, or Dima live with the Gufa Adifai. Or maybe she's even fighting, she'd rather be married. Tashma, the Marishwekas Tavla Mesav Tandudu Maresav Armalu. Since in general it's better to be married. So the Gemara has trouble with this case. Right? What's the case? The man wants to give a get. The woman perhaps wants to receive the get. And it's unclear whether that can be effectuated, because in general, a get is not a zuchus. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in this case, Yechola gam laso shliach hava, shitoma ro havi regiti. She could send a shliach to say, please accept my get on my behalf. Just like the Baal can say, please deliver this, she can send someone and say, please accept this. We don't usually do this.
Does it have to be a man to accept it?
What? Unclear. She'eino get as yagil yada. Aval ha'ish eino yachol raso shliach ha'kabbalah. She'eino yachol raso shliach ha'vasa. However, he says, the man cannot say, okay, you're going to be her shliach. Right? Why? Because the woman doesn't want to get divorced.
Right?
Right, shalom idait, unless she said it. Even if the guy had terrible, no one wanted to be married to this guy. Or they were fighting with Tovas Lizgarish, and she says, I want to divorce this guy. Even in that case, right? Some people say she's still not divorced, and some people say she's half divorced. There are more comments.
Did you get half married then? Come
on. If the guy's a really bad guy, he's left the religion. Some people say in that case it's so obvious you can. Some people say not even in that case. So we have here a discussion. And the discussion is as follows. He wants to give the get. She wants to receive the get.
But
we're not sure that this is something that overall is good. Okay? That's the case. What this basin has now done is gone one step beyond, right? What's going on here? She says, I demand the get. And he says, over my dead body. So the basin says as follows. What's going to be with this guy if he doesn't give a get? He's going to burn in hell. It's a bad guy. He ruined his life. He's immoral. He's unethical, right? The slime of the earth.
Sounds like a peach.
What?
Sounds like a peach.
You know? He was the best guy in his yeshiva when they first got married, though. Right? You know? Right? So therefore, it would really be in this guy's best interest to give the get. That's really what should happen here. Right? Not just for her sake, for his sake. Therefore, we are going to give a get on his behalf. Zachan Arshla Bafanov. We are doing him a great favor by giving a get on his behalf. Ma'am, here is your get. What do you say about that?
No, he doesn't want it.
Right! This guy's yelling and screaming. I don't want to give a get. I don't care if it's better for me. I don't want it. I refuse. You think I'm going to burn? Let me burn. Look, kid, bury me with a thing of suntan lotion. I don't care.
Better.
Can they do that?
So that's the other thing. So that is so hard to accept. That you can write a get on his behalf as he sits there yelling and screaming, I don't want to give her a get.
Why does he want to give her a get?
Because he's a jerk. Because he hates her so much. Because he's holding out for money. For all the worst reasons in the world.
So then, yeah, you should be able to force it.
No! That's not a zechus. You can't.
The basin can force him, but the basin can't give the get.
Again, as we said last time, the basin can't, there's very limited cases where the basin can force him. But you're telling me the basin can't force him, but they can give a get on his behalf?
How can that be?
That doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever. So therefore, there's another woman that would seem running around. I don't have a signed copy of this decision, but I have a 20-page written decision by the Av Beis Din, where he writes that he will use, and say this has happened several times, since, of course, this person should be giving a get, and it's really in the person's best interest, we will do it on their behalf. And now this woman's going to get remarried.
This prevents
what?
It prevents the ability for the woman not being able to get remarried.
What's able? What's able? You crazy?
What?
I think she's able to. Let's say there's a case where she's 100% in the right. Right? He should give a get. She doesn't give a get. She doesn't have a get. And I go to her and I say, "Ma'am, I feel your pain," and I give her a big hug and I say, "You know what? Just go get me married."
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Isn't that great?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly the facts of the case.
You know,
if he gets a get out of it, force her to give her,
No, he didn't give her a gift.
If he gives the gift.
Right, let's say I go over to a woman, she's in Aguna, and I said, honey, I feel your pain so much. Here, forget about your husband. I'll write you a gift. Here's your gift.
No, that.
I'll write you two gifts. I'll write you two gifts, a Kedushin, right, and a Prusbo and a Heterisco. You can't do that.
Yes.
Okay, so then what are the circumstances to grant a woman her liberty when she's in an abusive relationship with the Shulach?
If he dies,
she locks out.
Just like if he was an abusive veteran with a female, I don't know how to say that. he would also be up the creek without a paddle until something radical happened.
So isn't it sensible that there should be some kind of new enlightened?
No. No.
I think you're right.
I don't.
I think she's got a point.
Okay, you have a chavrusa here. One more, you'll have a basin.
All right.
Okay, good day. Shalom, Israel. Basic premise.
There
you go. That's right. Our basin. Was he in? There's our basin and the aim based in here. We're all based in here.
The basic premise of Jewish law is that the husband has to give a get mirtzono.
Just like, again, just like we don't. It's the man who's got to pay for the marriage, it's the man who's got to pay to end the marriage. That's the way it is. Yeah,
but what about the cases where the Beit Din?
So again, I support doing whatever you can, but just like sprinkling pixie dust and saying Hebrew words and hoping that it goes away doesn't work. You know, why don't we fix cancer the same way? Why don't we just tell people they don't have it anymore? You know, don't worry, it's not your fault. You know, there's nothing you did. You're a child. It's a hereditary disease. This should have never. The world's not fair. We hereby announce you don't have it anymore. All better. No, that doesn't make it all better. Wishing it away doesn't happen. You know, you can click your heels and you can sprinkle your pixie dust, but at the end of the day, it doesn't work. And so too here. You know, there are ways to go about it. We discussed that there are reasonable ways. But to sit around here and to come up with this logic that, you know, that we're doing him a favor, that doesn't work. You know, I decide it's really better that you should be Jewish, so I'm going to convert you. That's great if you're Mormon. Right? Our religion doesn't do that. Right? You know, you passed away, but now we're going to convert you so you'll have Olam Haba. Right? Avraham Avinu, just wait a second. We still have to take care of this one. No, it doesn't work by Geirus. It doesn't work by Dinah Mamunis. It doesn't work here either. If it's Zachan Olam Shalom Bifanav, the person's got to want it. And if the person sits there and yells and screams in the newspapers, I don't want it, I have reason to believe they don't want it.
So yes. I'm back to Aguna, the trial of Vivian Absalom.
Yes.
Where he didn't yell and scream, he just said no, 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 for years and years and years and years, until the point was that they were able to make the deal that she would never marry again, and then he agreed.
Yes.
So my question is, number one, can there be other manipulative, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I mean that in a good way, things that you can do to entice the man to do that or make him feel badly long enough so that he'll do it?